it's 12-inch too sharp. So, first of all, I want to thank the people taking care of the video and the audio and all that. Not only because they are doing awesome work, but also because I always wanted to use one of these on a stage. That's so it's I feel like a pop star now. So it's thanks for that. So my name is Ankur. I work at the Just Thing at SUSE. And that guy over there is Ivan, who also works as the Just Thing at SUSE. And the idea is that we will have now two sessions in a row about something that we usually call Storage NG or just Storage NG, which is basically a full rewrite of an important part of Just that takes care of storing technologies and so on. So this first session will be about presenting what we are talking about, and actually, although it's scheduled for 45 minutes, I hope I will not be speaking for so long. So the idea is that at the end, we will have 10 minutes or even more to turn this into a kind of a round table, or a slope table in this case, to discuss about things we want for the future. And then after the break, we have a Ivan presentation, which will be more technical, more focused on a particular part of Storage NG and explaining the algorithm, how it works, so you can understand better what is happening. So, back to my session. First, I will try to explain exactly what's the scope. So, what are we talking about when we speak about just storage or just Storage NG in this case? And I will briefly mention the reasons why we did it, but I wouldn't like to focus too much on that because what is really important is what we did so far, what you already have in your LIP 15 system or in your OpenSUSE Tumbleweed already since January. That's when the date in which we introduced it in Tumbleweed. And especially, I want to explain what are our plans for the future and listen what are your plans for the future. So now that we have rewritten it from scratch and so on, I want to hear from the audience what will be cool to see in the future now that we can do mostly everything. So, about the technologies that we are talking when we talk about Storage NG is basically the layer of Just that deals with disks in a very, very wide meaning of it. So file system, mounting file system, formatting file system, or swap, and of course partitioning a disk, knowing which space is used or not. And when I, again, when I say a disk, I mean regular disk, rotational one, solid state, fancy technologies on mainframes like DASTs, disks that are connected through a network, logical volumes, Linux, so LVM, writes, both software and hardware, so you name it. Everything that allows you to have some information and read it, so configuring all that can be done by Just, and is the part that we have rewritten from scratch. So apart from bringing the layer that allows other parts of Just to access to all those devices and to ask that information and to configure all those devices, Just Storage also have another parts that are more visible to the user. That will be especially the expert partitioner that we sometimes is very useful during installation for more advanced setups, and also in your system when we want to recreate partitions or whatever. Also, the partition proposal that is that first screen that see what you have on the disk during installation and makes a proposal like, okay, to install OpenSUSE on this disk, I will do this and I will create this partition with that size. That's exactly the part that Ivan is going to go deeper in the next session. And also, something that is new in Just Storage NG, in this new version we have written, is that all the calculations done by AutoJust to create also partitions, logical volumes, and all that in a disk are now done directly by Storage NG. So it's not the AutoJust business anymore. It delegates to this new piece of software, so we have similar ways of doing everything. So now about the reasons, as I said, I wouldn't like to spend too much time on it, but basically the problem is that the world has changed and the old code was not ready for it. So the world has changed in several ways, especially the use case of OpenSUSE is not anymore a desktop and also partially a server distribution in which you have root partition, a home partition, SAN swap, and that's it. We have a lot of other use cases. We have Cubic. We have also, since we share the code with SLE, we have products for deploying SAP, etc. We have all these transactional updates, which is a cool feature that will be actually, I believe it's a session, but it collides with Ivan Wang, so you will miss it. But anyway, it's a new cool feature to update the system and needs a particular setup on the disk. And it was very hard to hammer all those changes in the old code, especially because the old code was not that robust. So it was hard to maintain. It was this kind of application that you touch something and anything else breaks. So the new one is, we have invested a lot of time rewriting it and doing it with the right foundation. So every, in all the steps, we have automated tests, we have measures about the code quality to make sure that we are not taking shortcuts, and the quality is also is always at the right level. So, okay, what have we done so far? That is, what do you already have in your system if you have just a storage NG? So first of all, the installation guided setup, that is, as I said, when you, it's one of the first steps on installation, you insert your ISO, your DVD, whatever, there, accept the license, and then you have to select the role. If you want it to be a KDE genome or server with transactional updates or whatever. And shortly after that, you will see a screen that already offers you a possibility on how to install OpenSUSE on your machine. For example, is the one you can see on the right that says, okay, this is the initial layout that I propose with the default settings. And I would resize the Windows partition and then by 70 gigs, for example, and then I will create these 3-4 partitions. And if you are not fully happy with it, there is a guided setup button, so you can modify, tweak a little bit, like, I really don't want to use BetterFS, I prefer to not have a separate home, whatever, and then it makes another proposal based on those new settings. That button used to be called something like change proposal settings. Now it has a more meaningful, hopefully, name. And it's not a pop-up with a dozen of options anymore, but some kind of a wizard. But it's basically the same idea. The same idea, but once again, completely rewritten, especially because now it's fully configurable by the release managers or by anyone defining a role or by anyone creating an OpenSUSE derivative distribution. So for every role, there may be redefined which partitions you will be suggested to create, which order sizes, which is considered to be the good size, the minimum size, the maximum one, and everything else. And not only that, but also if you click on the guided setup button, so you go step by step and you get several questions to fine tune that. It can also be configured which question are you going to see there. And so, for example, home is mandatory for a given role for whatever reason, so that you cannot untick home, or swap is mandatory, or swap is optional, and yeah, there are a lot of things that can be tweaked by anyone creating a role or a distribution. We also took the opportunity to revise what are the partitions that are created by this proposal in order to make Grab the boot manager work. I'm mentioning that explicitly because it comes with a change that maybe some people will not be used to, that in the past we used to offer a separate boot quite often. For example, if you were installing on LVM or encrypted or whatever, there was always a separate boot because it was considered a good practice back then. It's not the case anymore. Actually, it's counter, it's bad if you want to use a snapshots, for example, because if the boot partition is apart from the system, it will not be integrating into a snapshotting and so on. So now we only propose a separate boot when it's fully needed to boot. And grab2 is already very smart, so it's almost never needed. And also another change with it is that we propose GPT partition tables by default instead of the old MS-DOS or MBR or how you want to call it a system. But in general, yeah, it should propose something that is still reasonable and works for more situations. And as I said, there is another more visible part of the of just storage, and just storage NG in this case, that is the extra partitioner. And in this first version, you will see almost nothing new. I would like to say that we decided to introduce the change little by little. So first the proposal, and then in the next version, the partitioner will be revamped. But the reality is that we simply ran out of time. So there, we had many ideas of things we wanted to introduce in the partitioner, but we decided to just create a clone of the old one with the same functionality and the same interface, just to make sure we made it on time for Lit 15 and for SLIT 15. And from now on, we plan to add all the other functionalities. Actually, in some cases, there you will miss some small things like right click. So you can do everything, double click and use the buttons, but right clicking, for example, on a partition to format it is not possible. You have to use the format button that is below on the list. No big deal, but and on the other hand, since we rewrote it from scratch, it's now more consistent with the proposal. So as I said, you already selected a role at the beginning of the installation. That means the proposal will propose a root partition and a home partition with some settings for how to mount them or which subvolumes to create for the better FS subvolume. And the partitioner also knows all that. So if you create everything from scratch, just a root partition selecting using only the partitioner and so on, you will get exactly the same list of subvolumes that the proposal does. You will get exactly the same mount options that the proposal will do. Because I have read that quite some people was kind of scared of doing things manually on the spare partitioner because there was like black magic and hidden knowledge in the proposal that they will not have. So that's not the case anymore. You can use the partitioner, and it's also aware of all those configuration options that we have mentioned. So that's what you already have in your systems if you are in Tumbleweed or you are using Lit 15. So let's see now, what do we plan? So after that, you can tell us, what do you plan, or what is just coming to your mind as you hear me speaking, or whatever. So since we were talking about the expert partitioner, let's finish with that. Something that now all the layers allow is to directly use a disk and format it. Because in the current expert partitioner, you want to create a file system, you want something to be formatted as XFS, X3, X4, or whatever, you first need to create a partition in the disk, and then you can use it, but there's actually no reason for such a limitation, and now it will be very easy to add to the partitioner the option to use full disk as physical volumes, as file system, or whatever. Also, in the software-defined writes, the MD writes, the idea right now is that you need to create a write device for every file system. So you, and there always must be from partitions. So you create, let's say you have two disks, and you want to have root and home on those two disks. So you have to create SDA and SDB. SDB1 and SDB2, SDA2 and SDB2. I hope I didn't say it wrong. And then you create write devices from them, and you have to format that Ray devices. But actually, you could perfectly create write from the two whole disks, and then create partitions inside the RAID to have your file system. So all those combinations and every crazy combination you can imagine about using full disk, partitioning a RAID, using a RAID as it is, now will be possible. But of course, we didn't want to just take the disk section and put everything also in the RAID, and everything that is on the RAID also in the disk, and all the options for partitions, put them also in the disk, because that will mean you will have like 15 buttons for every line on every listing. So we need to rethink about it, but it will be one of the very first things we will do. Also, we want to turn BetterFS sub-volumes into first-class citizens, because right now you can define the list of sub-volumes, but yeah, in the partitioner they really look like a flat list of names, and sub-volumes are much more than that. So we want to make possible to create the proper hierarchy, to define the properties for each sub-volume, like a special configuration of the file system, like copy and write, and all those things that are especially useful for databases, and make the snapshotting more visible, and so on, so on. Also, we know that some of the warnings that right now the partitioner is providing to the user are hard to understand, to put it in a nice way. So we also plan to turn it in something more human readable. And last but not least, as you have seen before, the idea is that right now when you get to that screen, you have the guided setup that is very much guided for beginners. So it only works from what you have on the disk to what you probably want to have, and that's it. And for any other situation, you should go to the expert partitioner. And when you do that, you are to a big extent on your own. So we want to fix that a little bit. So, okay, you are on your own, but doesn't mean that you have to do every single step by hand. For example, just imagine a situation in which you want to install. You don't have a clue what the best setup for the role you select is, but you already know that you want to reuse your home. So you know that there is a partition, that's your home, reuse my home and do whatever else you want with the rest, whatever the release manager decided that is the best setup. So then you can go to the expert partitioner, choose that particular partition, mark, okay, mount is at home, and from now on, do your proposal. And within the expert partitioner, it will redo a whole proposal, but still reusing your home, of course not deleting your home, and then you are back in the expert partitioner with everything already set up. And from there, you just fine tune. Or imagine you prefer to select yourself what do you want to delete or resize. So you do all the previous work, the destructive part in the expert partitioner, and then within the expert partitioner, okay, I already make room for you. Now make OpenSUSE fit into this. And so you will be using like subcomponents of the proposal without needing to do everything from scratch. Or another thing that is possible to do in the current expert partitioner, and many customers of our enterprise distribution do very often, it's setting a RAID system. There are options in the partitioner, you can do it easily, you only need to click 50 or 60 times, and that's it. So you enter a RAID, you create, you decide what to mount it, you create another partition in the same size, another disk, and then you group those two in a RAID, and then you create, and then you have root. And then you repeat the same for home and for any other partition you want. So it's possible, but it's kind of a hell. You only have to look at the OpenQA test. When they are testing RAID, they are like, I don't know, three lines of screenshots going back and forward in the partitioner. So we also want to have, for example, a dedicated wizard within the partitioner to create RAID layouts. And that's about the partitioner. That's the most relevant and catchy ideas we have for the partitioner. And also to give you an example of the kind of things that now we can do with relatively easy work. But also the proposal, we need to fine tune it a lot. What we have is a .0 version, so it's good enough to make mostly everything that the old proposal did, but now we have to turn it into a smarter thing. And for that, we really, really need feedback. Because in plain scenarios, there is a Windows partition, or there is an empty disk, or there is a previous OpenSUSE, and just delete what you need and install, that kind of works. But we need to make smarter decisions on more complicated scenarios, and for that, we really need to hear from you what is working, what is not, or what will you do. And also, the old proposal used to try to reuse several stuff, like, for example, if you were using LBN setup and it found a previous volume group, it tried to reuse it, which I never fully understood, but we kept some of that behavior. But I would really like to know about what are the use cases for reusing something maybe if we implement the wizards on the XFR partitioner, reusing stuff become less important, so we don't need the guided setup to take any decision in that regard, and we can make it a little bit more destructive. We really need to test and inspect and adapt, so we need to hear from you. And also, something we want to change in a more visible way, again, is the possibility to have hyperlinks in the description. Like, once again, I will go back. When you are here in that list of actions, like, I cannot fully read it here, but create partition with 20 gigabytes for root with BetterFS. So, for example, you can click on the BetterFS word, and then you can select another file system type there, and it will recalculate everything. Without needing to go through the whole guided setup, you only want to disable root, or home, or swap, or whatever, and you don't want to go through the four steps. It will not kill you clicking next four times, but it will be like more straightforward to just disable that particular partition. And that's what we had already planned, and we planned on many of the things we wanted to do for Leaf 15, but we ran out of time. So now we should, as I said, turn this into more bidirectional sync and listen to your feedback, to your ideas, since you haven't liked it so far, since you would see now that we have more power to change things and so on. Actually, we have already obtained quite some feedback through Baxilla, through the mailing list, or just in our blog post. In case you don't know, the Justin writes a blog post in every 2-3 weeks explaining what we are working on. We have what we have already merged into Tumbleweed and so on. And people sometimes comment there. So, for example, we know that some people in some situations will like the new proposal to be less aggressive with Windows, although it's actually not, in my opinion, not aggressive at all. But if you already have a window that is not that big, like only 70 gigs, which sounds a lot to me, without having a snapshot or nothing like that, but whatever. So, and they want to somehow, in some situations, tell the proposal, please don't be so hungry. Or people that in general like how the proposal works, but they don't fully agree with the values that were preselected for example, if you have root with a snapshot, 40 gigabytes doesn't sound enough for me, so please allow me to reuse the proposal, but telling it exactly the opposite wish, that is being more hungry in this case. Yeah, a lot of things like that, like people that believe that if there are big partitions, there should be deleted in the last ones, because big partitions usually mean data partitions, something we haven't talked about. We saw big partition, more space for us. Just delete that one so we don't have to delete any other one. And we can fit being less destructive with the other, so we only have to delete one. But then users complaining, yeah, but you deleted the worst one, because the bigger is usually the most valuable. So, I don't know. And it doesn't have to be like feedback about the proposal or things like that, but also just ideas, just maybe something. I have always wished that in the expert practitioner I would have a button for world domination, whatever. So now it's time to put that in common. And of course, if nothing comes to your mind like right now, the Just team is also easy to reach. We have the Just Devil OpenSUSE.org mailing list. We, as the name suggests, usually use it for devil discussions, but you as a user can just go there and ask anything, because most of the developers will be there and will listen to your request. Also on IRC, we have a Just channel on Freenode. And of course, we have Baxilla, but please don't use Baxilla to do theorizations about what would you like to see. So please discuss it on IRC, on the mailing list, and of course, if it's a feedback about the proposal that is doing something wrong, then Baxilla is then the right place. So that's all what I planned to say. That give us quite some time still for questions and wishes. So now the session is yours.
How about snapshot handling? Will I be able, for example, to get rid of my old snapshots when I do an upgrade?
Actually, that's something that is managed currently by Snapper, and we have a Just Snapper module that is the module usually in which you can just open graphically and delete snapshots and so on. But having some kind of integration during the installation process or the upgrade process sounds doable. Yeah, because if you are during an upgrade, maybe you don't have just a snapper just there and you just want to do it as part of the upgrade process. Okay, I will make a note for that.
I would like to raise awareness that ARM and several other companies, including some SUSE participants, are currently working on a draft specification called EBBR, Embedded Boot Base Requirements, which will noting some recommendations both towards firmware bootloader developers as well as to operating system and distros on how to deal with booting on certain smaller environments like Raspberry Pi and other class of devices. And that will, one of the things that I recently became aware of, that there will be like a certain partition types defined that distros should not be touching, as well as certain limits. I think it was under discussion whether it was like 1 MB or 2 MB that the distros should not be touching before that. Going beyond that, a question towards your side, or maybe also to the audience if they know, beyond this detection of windows, did I understand correctly that this is implemented in your own code in libstorage.ng? And if so, how do you think, do you have any plan to recognize more partitions that should be kept untouched by the OpenSUSE installation?
Okay, so, well, yes, we have the lib storage, which is the low-level part that identifies all the partitions and which file systems are on them, and sometimes we even get curious among them to inspect the real content. So we just identify them by the signature. So, okay, it's an NTFS, but sometimes we want to really see if it's Windows or data, whatever. So what we have then is when we are creating this proposal, we actually separated, because it was like for example, all those embedded system or ARM has different requirements. So we actually have something that we call the boot requirement strategies. So we detect, for example, this look like this architecture and whatever, so let's use this strategy. And then we can recognize, for example, partitions that we mark for. It's all, when we have already done that, then we decide, okay, this will be, for example, boot FE, an FE partition, we should reuse it and not create an alternative FE partition if there's one already. Or a prep partition in PPC is the same example, that if there is one, you should probably not delete it, but reuse it. And so all that is done on different strategies. So for example, if you identify different scenarios, like, okay, I can say now that I own a Raspberry Pi, I know because I checked whatever value, then you use the strategy for that, and then you specify there what to use and what to respect and what to reuse and so on. And the idea is that it's done, also that's documented from the source code. We use RSpec, it's a test suite for Ruby that allows us to write a unit test which outputs its like a specification. So for example, you or any other expert can take a look to, okay, this, in this situation we do this and that, looks pretty much like English. So you can say, okay, I will sign it, looks good to me, and that's exactly what the source code does. So in general, every expert on every platform can review the requirements and tell us what is wrong.
But that means that all this code is and those patterns to match for are all specific to OpenSUSE, and there is currently no sharing of such data sources with Fedora, Debian, or anyone else beyond those that are, you know, choosing to use the open source libstorage NG library.
Yes. Actually, there is nothing that is like deadly specific for OpenSUSE in the code, but it's integrated in Yast. So because libstorage, like the low level part that handles like identifying and mounting the partitions and so on, that's actually not just specific at all, could be used by any other project, but that logic about in which scenario, which partitions are relevant I should touch or not, are actually already in the Yast part, they are not in the library part. So it's reusable to the point that actually there are just plain Ruby objects and so on, and the specification is just written in a text file because it's a specification that is just auto-generated, but so far, it's not, that part is already in the Yast part, which means that it's probably not much reusable, only as documentation, I guess.
Hey, I'm thinking of the, for example, building an ISO image by Kibi. And so directly installing a selected package on system. So that new libstorage energy can be integrated with that, so that smart partitioning depending on the existing system and so on.
So all those smart parts are actually not in libstorage, not in the library, but already done in the Ruby part, in the Yast part.
Yeah, so if the Kibi configuration or whatever can manage that, then it's possible to implement somehow in clever way.
Yes, as I said, most of the parts are done for our own purposes, and also but all these smart things are in Ruby, so it's maybe not so nice to integrate with Kibi. The library part is done in C++ and has binding for Python. That's as far as I know, Kibi is done in Python. So, but all this smartness of the proposal, we will have to sit down and see how we can make it reusable for Kibi.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
But what is important is that we are trying to document the knowledge now. That's why we had to rewrite everything and to take a look to many scenarios in which the old proposal did a separate boot. But why? So now we are documenting, so as I said, the documentation is auto-generated from the code, So it says, I'm proposing a separate boot because. So even as a source of information, I believe that what we are doing is highly reusable because it's not just a bunch of code. There is some researching and documentation behind. So if that's all, I guess we will have a break now. And at 3, Ivan will present superficial way. We will not go deep into how everything is calculated, but we'll present exactly this proposal that the installer will do for you. And that's all.